All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you're probably aware, every waking second of your life, you are not a professional Olympic diver.
How dare you?
Was me right or was me wrong?
Sorry, I didn't expect that to come back.
Answer me now. Was me right? Was me wrong?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take that as me was right. Okay. So to randomize a game here.
Randomize?
It's because I was saying, was me right or was me wrong? Like I got the DMB.
DMB Tatoes, no.
Yeah. So I've taken you up here to this diving board.
Okay.
And down in that pool, you'll see that it's kind of cordoned off with different kind of floaty things and water wings and stuff. Those all have games attached to them.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you try to dive. And because you're not a trained Olympic diver, what you hit will be more or less random.
Oh, okay. This is going to hurt. We're very high up.
No, I don't think it'll hurt because it's water.
Okay. Well, you make a compelling argument.
I've seen movies. Was me right? Was me D? Wrong.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll just do the triple Lindy here and... Ow! Oh, God. I hit my head on it.
Oh, man. There were a lot of solids in that water, and yeah. I didn't really go for that.
Oh, Jesus.
It's part of the premise, too.
Wait a minute. Here, let me part my hair here. Is there bone showing?
There's something white, but it could just be... Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well,
That's okay. We'll get you to the... Here, and I'll load up this flashcard onto this ROM so you can play our game, Izzy's Quest for the Olympic Rings, at the hospital. He's Izzy!
Hey, just a warning here. This episode gets pretty rowdy in the middle of it. So I would say if you are listening to this at work or with children and you do not want them to be introduced to, let's say, some varsity level stuff, maybe save this one for later.
Sexual spokes thing.
it's our sperm and sneakers.
Yep. Well, sperm and sneakers leaving a streak. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games that we have to.
Yep. We play bad games, in this case, that I make us play.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So this is...
was not your first choice.
No,
so let's yeah.
Well, so I've got a small list of games that I want to cover for this, but the other game that I wanted to play was a Wii game, and I don't want to make you do that in the middle of a move.
Yeah, so, my Wii has been. I finished SSX Tricky and packed that bad boy up.
So this is my second choice, and we would have gotten to it eventually, probably in a more I guess like timely fashion, maybe in 2020, who knows. But this is Izzy's Quest for the Olympic Rings, the game made, it is a licensed platformer associated with the mascot for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
Yes. Which was nice because there's not so much to this game. There's enough, but it did open up the hole of like, one, we can talk about Olympics, which weirdly enough, we haven't talked about. Two, I got to look at all the Olympic mascots, and there's some real great, I don't know if you're familiar with Wenlock or Nev and Gliz, but there's a couple weirdos in there that are worth talking about.
No. So I definitely did some deep dives. There's a really great oral history of the development, rise and failure of Izzy. But yeah, I only have cursory knowledge of other Olympic mascots. And really, Olympic mascots have not been at the fore in the way that Izzy was when I was a child.
Because Izzy is a pure product of like marketing.
Of
like
course.
Izzy was a transmedia explosion.
Izzy was envisioned specifically because somebody thought, hey, computer graphics are neat. I can make him transform into different stuff.
Yeah, using a morphing technology like the black or white video. As we did back in the day. Izzy, like Olympic mascots tended to be animals.
Right. Animals represent animals representative of the location where the Olympics are taking place.
Yes. And I don't think anyone has a problem with that. Like, if there's a cute bear that's doing shot put, sign me up.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I can handle that.
Yeah.
But whenever the Olympics stray from an animal, they become weird nightmares. And this is probably the biggest high profile failure of a nightmare.
Right.
You know, so, but you, I'm just saying that this was misguided and represents a fundamental, like, misstep in Olympics mascotting.
It,
like, every time this happens, this sucks. This is just the worst example.
It really does. Yeah. Oh boy. I just saw Wenlock.
Wenlock's not the kind of thing you unsee, my friend.
No,
this Wenlock is a very, and this, Mandeville is like,
Wenlock is a very penile creation, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
He's literally
born of man.
It is a one-eyed monster.
he's a one-eyed monster who walks around. Is he the guy? Let me see. No, he's just the one-eyed monster. There's another guy whose face is a mirror, so he looks like whatever culture he looks at.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
They're
all, like, supervillains. Like, yeah. They're all...
they're all Pokemon that didn't get off the cutting room floor.
What was that Pokemon knockoff? They're Robopons. this is like, which Robopon is most phallic?
Yeah.
it's Wenlock for the win.
But you go back, and aside from the one that happened in Grenoble, which, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
yeah, it didn't even have a name. It was just a red-faced monstrosity on skis. But you have, like, the Munich 72 games. It's like a little rainbow-colored Dachshund, right?
Yeah.
Montreal 76, it's a little beaver, you know, like, yeah, that makes sense. And you know, with Atlanta, they could have gone with any number of things. They could have gone with some bears. They could have gone with a phoenix representative of Georgia rising from the ashes after the Civil War. But like, their mandate for this was to make it entirely kind of like neutral. So it's a little bit like the Greendale human being from Community. It cannot be representative of any race, gender, or ethnicity.
the thing is too, is they've done, like, they do bears later and stuff,
yeah,
like all these things. Like, you could do any number of those things, but they just do them all. They've done them before.
Yeah,
you know, at some point, like, we're getting sick of Olympic bears. You know, so like, you have to search for new things. But I don't think that, like, I feel like whenever you're searching for new animals, like, you're in some Moreau shit, and you're gonna uncover some dark arts, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Well, like, I mean, who looks at the diversity of nature and says, like, this isn't enough? What are some new animals? And then, like, Wenlock slumbers into life, you know? Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, so I live in Cincinnati, and my, you know, my alma mater, the mascot for that is the Bearcat, which in reality is some kind of shitty sloth that lives over in Vietnam. But and all of the promotional materials looks kind of like your average, like, angry bear kind of thing. Yeah, no, so I know from, like, shitty non-animals being mascots.
It's unfortunate. I just feel like it's, you know, that way madness in general.
Yeah. It's regrettable. And so Izzy was kind of created, unveiled at the Barcelona games in 1992 in kind of a different form. Like, everybody was like, what the hell is this? As, like, a mascot suit ran out, and it is a blue misshapen lump with sneakers. I think it's got like lightning bolts trailing out of its ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia, where they explain that on the reaction is such a, like, great, like, just fucking owned. Like, Izzy gets owned, dude.
He really does. Like, there's some citation needed, but nobody saw fit to take it away. Like, it stands. I could believe.
Yeah. This seems like so Izzy, this, AKA the sperm in speakers and sneakers.
Yep.
You know, as popularly known, from ESPN.com, a retrospective in 2009. So, yeesh. You know, so everyone called them sperm and sneakers. And then a popular joke that circulated in Atlanta around the end of the 1996 games said that the blue line painted on Peachtree Road, which is actually the designated route for the Olympic marathon, was Izzy's ass being dragged out of town. Like, don't let the fucking sun set on you in Atlanta, Izzy.
That's fucking brutal is what it is.
Like strange trees, strange fruit. Like, Izzy, watch the fuck out. This is Atlanta. Like, we are not the most tolerant of people. No offense. No offense to Atlantans.
Right. Atlantans. Like, things can get dark really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I suggest you just hop on the next bus out of town, Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No. It's a, it's pretty rough. There was absolutely no love for Izzy, except for me. I was kind of into Izzy when I was a little kid.
Because of the game, or just because of Izzy?
Oh, just in general. Like, there was a very strong marketing push. I think that, like, we went to, like, on a summer vacation around the time of this, we went to a hotel and they were giving out, like, little figurines. I was like, hey, this is a funny little blue guy. He reminds me of Sonic. And then I saw there was a game. I was like, hey, that looks kind of like a Sonic game.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's why I had this. That's why I put this forward, was because I was exactly in the target demo in 1996. I would have been 8 years old. And so, like, yeah, like, that would be, you know, that explains that.
I feel like this does have some Sonic DNA in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, not like necessarily the developers or anything, but, like, it does feel a little bit like it's very momentum based. Mm-hmm. Like, you take a little while to get up to full speed, the same way Sonic does.
Yeah.
And then when you jump on enemies, it's similar to Sonic, where, like, you have to be in that kind of rolling jump.
Yeah, you have to, like, if you're not coming at them at the right trajectory, and if you haven't done, like, the right arc, he will not be spinning in a way that makes him kill them without taking damage.
Yes.
Yeah. Except, whereas Sonic moves very quickly and very smoothly, this is both very choppy and over-animated.
Yeah. Even down to where one of the menu things is to look at all of his animations.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of incredible, right? Like, you can go through and just be like, unsure on a precipice, ducking, transforming, general transformation. There's one that just, like, if you transform into nothing at all, which I didn't get to that point in the game. I don't know what that means.
If you just self-annihilate.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's just like Izzy decides that, like, that he is too pure for this world and just, like, coalesces back into, like, the pure stuff which marketing is made of.
Yeah. He just pops off his sneakers and just grabs hold of his tail in his mouth and then just Ouroboros himself down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely didn't see the animation test, but that is that speaks volumes about a game that the developers probably didn't expect people to see all the way through.
Well, and just, like, we're very proud of their animation.
Yeah.
Because it was too, you know, just too you know, it's too overwrought.
Yeah.
You know. So it's like they were into it. It was a feature to them, not a bug.
Yeah. So this is a game. It's like a generic platformer where you are playing as Izzy, going around in ancient Greek. The second level is the underworld. So Izzy goes to hell in the second.
He does get to hell. Izzy gets fucked.
I never got past that level because this is not a very good game, and I realized that even when I was quite young. But I can only assume that you actually go to the actual Olympics and the final stage takes place there.
Yeah.
But, like, you are just navigating these stages, trying to get to the end, with the ultimate goal being to rescue one of the five Olympic rings.
You collect the Olympic rings as well. This is a real Asset Factory kind of collect-a-thon.
Yeah, you collect torches, you collect medals. It's kind of Sonic-y in that way, too, because if you get hit, you drop your medals and you have to collect three of them in order to soak another hit.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
When you earlier, I'm looking through Izzy merchandise, not to change the subject from the game, but just thinking about Izzy, because earlier, like, he has lightning bolts on him.
Mm-hmm.
According to this merchandise, lightning bolts are his eyebrows. And this pin for Olympic Day in the schools has Izzy's, like, butthole just leaking star stuff. Like, he's just got this little trail of, yeah, like, glitter.
I forgot about the stars. People commented on that because the actual, like, fursuit of him, had those stars, like, dangling out from behind him. I assume to indicate that he is running very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, but the guy in the suit's not going to be running very quickly.
No, but it gives the illusion. It's like painting stripes on something, you know?
It gives the illusion of a bunch of stuff hanging out of his butthole. Like,
it gives the illusion that Izzy is birthing the cosmos. Gary, I do not understand what is so confusing about this to you.
The illusion that Izzy can't wipe on his own.
Oh my god. Like,
Izzy's arms don't reach. Yeah, like,
he is an eldritch thing that has that has star dingleberries.
His worshippers need to do it for him. I'm definitely going to get you an Izzy plush at some point now, because there's tons of them, and, like, Izzy merchandise goes deep, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised all of it wasn't shipped over to Africa.
Yeah, that's true. Like, with the t-shirts. Yeah. And that's, you know, that not a racist, just general thing about Africa. That is a specific thing.
That is an actual thing, yeah. The jerseys from the losers get shipped over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good because it's clothing for people, but...
Yeah. not gonna turn my nose up at clothing, you know.
No, I'm doing searches for Izzy on DeviantArt because I'm assuming somebody has this thing being fucked. Strangely, it is hard. Wait, very hard.
What is your dick?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's very hard to search just for Izzy because I'm getting a lot of ponies. I'm getting a lot of animes. I'm getting some moes.
Yeah.
That ruins.
That just ruins in general. Izzy Olympics dick. Does this give me anything? Rule 34. Rickfield Izzy. Let's see what that gives me. For legal reasons, we need to point out that it contains not suitable for minors. I'm cool with that. Oh, here we go. Ka-ching.
by ka-ching, do you mean showing?
I do mean showing. Let me throw this bad boy into the old Slackster.
Okay.
Let's not accidentally send this to Jeremy Greer.
or do.
Like out of nowhere. Just... I know,
oh,
right?
Oh my God. So
make that your Slack icon. Like, it's a good... He's real happy.
He really is. Yeah. So something you need to know about Izzy is that he's got a tail. You know, part of the reason why people call him the sperm and sneakers is because he has this tail, and around this tail, it's got rings. Right, he's got the five colors of Olympic rings. Now this picture takes that configuration and kind of flips it around. So we have a very happy Izzy who appears to be in a midair leap with a penis that is quite erect that is actually. It reaches down to his feet, so good on you, Izzy. Good for you.
Yeah, he doesn't have arms long enough to wipe his own ass, but his dick could wipe like somebody else's, like no problem from across the room.
Yeah,
this picture is so big, Cole. Like on the actual website.
Yeah,
like it's filling up my monitor. Like I just got a new monitor so I could have like, you know, 2K resolution, like a really big, you know, pretty big monitor for my like, little desk.
Yeah,
and this thing, Izzy's like schlong takes up. Almost all of my screen.
But yeah, his penis is ringed like his tail would be with these different colors of Olympic rings. And instead of being blue like the rest of him, the head of his penis is quite pink. It appears that his unit is ribbed for his or her pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the intrinsic pleasure that comes with like having some rings on your dick.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it could be just
like,
yeah.
It's like why all of us take those twisty condoms and put them on when we JO.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that way no cleanup. We call it doing it gentleman style.
Here he is in a cameo with something else. Let me give you this link as well. This is a little bit more graphic, Colt.
Okay.
But I was trying to find these are the two. I think we might have found the two pornographic images of Izzy. He gets a cameo in here, and this one I need you to describe as well.
Oh, this is very tiny.
Well, click on the link, you know.
Oh, okay. One second. Let me click on the link.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just had the, okay. For legal reasons. Yes. I'm an adult and I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
There is so much going on
did
here.
Did you know, I never considered whether Pac-Man was circumcised or not, but I now I know, you know?
Like, yeah, no, he is definitely riding complete, let's say. All right, so this is a real buffet. So we've got ourselves kind of a lemon party going on here.
But like more like a milk party, like it's, you know,
but we've got Mario who is behind Pac-Man. It's weird. Now also I know that Pac-Man is uncircumcised, and I also know that Pac-Man has genitals and where they would go. So okay, cool.
I was wondering. Yeah.
And Pac-Man is both drooling from both places onto Mickey Mouse, who is kind of in between Bugs Bunny and Kermit the Frog. I think he's giving Kermit a foot job of some sort while also
he's doing a foot job. Like they're kind of scissoring.
Okay, and then also and then Bugs Bunny is
Look at Bugs Bunny's face, dude.
Well, but Bugs Bunny, he's double fisting. I'm having some trouble. I'm actually having some trouble figuring out how to do this because he's double fisting. In one hand, he has a carrot as he does. What's up, Doc?
Double fisting like you would a drink, not double fisting like you would in a orgy.
Yeah, like you're carrying. A little bit like an orgy. He's not double fisting like it's Claymore. One hand's got a carrot, and the other hand, he has the Hamburglar's penis.
You guys weren't expecting the Hamburglar to show up here.
Nope.
I wasn't.
That is not the most surprising inclusion.
No, I know.
Second most surprising inclusion is the Hamburglar's just shockingly red ginger pubes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's kept his hat and his mask on because he's a gentleman and he needs to... He needs to obscure his identity. Now we have Izzy.
He doesn't want to get fired from work.
Right. He is licking on. He's licking on Izzy's toes, and Izzy is actually upside down, and he is in a similar configuration. He's got the tail, and he's also got the penis with the rings. The penis seems to be dribbling some of his own ivory ichor into his own mouth because he is upside down. So he's sampling his own wares,
getting high on his own supply.
Yeah, as he works on the penis of, and simultaneously is being rimmed by the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, the Philly Fanatic's tongue being like anatomically like animal accurate, yep. Like being a weird anteater tongue is my least favorite detail in this.
Like, well, that's a detail about the Philly Fanatic. He's got like a party blower tongue.
Oh, does he? Okay, yeah. I thought it was just like they found out what animal he'd most be like. And...
No. He's got that snoot, but like when he's when he's celebrating, he has a with it. Yeah.
You know that happens when he comes, right?
Oh, of course.
Like, there's literally no
wait a minute. You don't keep party blowers around for when you finish?
I should. It's a funny idea. Like, I think like if you're ever like blessed enough where you're like having sexual relations with somebody with like a really great sense of humor, you can do stuff like that, and it's pretty great. You know, like you can just do sex jokes.
just work on your tight five while you give her the tight five.
Yeah, exactly. You just get to the point where like I'm secure enough to where like even if this joke just doesn't land at all, the worst thing it's going to be is like a 10-minute conversation, and then I just won't do it again. I don't know.
A stern talking to.
Yeah, this picture is really like contains multitudes.
Yeah, like, no, this is strangely one of the most unsettling things about this is seeing Mickey Mouse without any clothes on.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No,
somehow worse than the Hamburglar not wearing clothes. I don't like that Pac-Man's face doesn't like isn't that weird like rictus like Pac-Man face.
Yeah. Like, it's a little bit like this. I'm not here to make fun of furries. They just moved on. It's fucking 2017. It's not 2004 or whatever. One of the things that kind of not weirds me out about that, but seems like it would be a little bit inconvenient or would break the fiction is just the straight fixed stare that's on the face of those suits. Right.
I find mascot suits terrifying, and because of that, because they have anything like a mask where it's just like an unblinking staring face is really scary to me. And I couldn't, and again, I'm not here to make fun of furries either, but like, I couldn't get a boner to something that didn't have a face that moved. Like, there's so much to I also couldn't if someone was wearing like an opera mask.
Oh yeah.
Like any kind of mask would ruin it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like if it was an Eyes Wide Shut kind of mask, like, and I could see like something about the face changing. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
But no, like just
like a domino mask would be fine.
Yeah.
But that's or below.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the fact that Pac-Man is, he's got that vacant look on his face and he's also drooling kind of makes me think that Pac-Man has checked out a bit. I think there might be something really dark going on here. I don't think that Mario is acting entirely in good faith.
No, I don't think so either. No. And I hate that Bug Bunny's picture in this is like he's such the ringleader of this.
He's at the
center. He's doing the I sneakers.
Yep. No, he very much is in the center. Bugs Bunny is the Jesus Christ of this Last Supper.
This is repulsive. I'm closing this. You guys can probably find it if you want. If you want to know what we're referencing. It's hard to recommend, but like, Gary, it is novel.
Gary, there are comments.
Oh, in the picture?
Yeah.
I closed it. Okay, let me go.
Their comments here. We have Farfait Nugan who says, is this the only image of the Philly fanatic? Figured with a snout like that, there would be more porn.
there's a lot of comments, Cole.
Yeah. Zach Jatuf says, why no girls? You in a war with pussy or something?
Oh my god, like is that his reaction to anything, that like any gay porn?
I think so. Yeah. No,
why would you have some girls in there?
Yeah. No,
and anonymous to the third is my least favorite comment, who says, penis yum yum, jelly otter makes me cum three times. So
oh, Jesus.
Don't care for that.
No. we have somebody who's very upset. He has a name that I'm not going to say. It is a horrible slur. Sensei 001 saying, featured images are always straight. Then he has a nonplussed emoji. Like, people are very upset that there is a gay image on their Rule 34 wiki.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're upset of that? Do you think part of it is just like, I never thought the hamburger would be gay?
Why would you besmirch this upstanding man?
He's not the taco burglar.
But you know, if you figure, you know, he's a convict, you know, there's such a thing as gay for the stay, right?
Yeah, comfort,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, kind of thing. Just your exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, the comments on this, like, this is gross.
You found
why? I know I did. But like, we wanted to find some like Rule 34 Iggy. I just didn't expect to find Rule 34, you know, Philly Fanatic at the same time. You know, speaking of Philly Fanatic, the Simpsons parody of that, Izzy actually is known as a What's It, like the Springfield What's It.
Yeah. So, yeah. I completely forgot that that Izzy was represented on the Simpsons, because of course he would be. Like, the Olympics are a big deal, especially when your country gets them. And you know, it is a fucking economic nightmare that happens, and the IOC is second only to FIFA for corruption, and maybe has outstripped them in recent years. Like, there are a lot of problems with the Olympics.
Oh yeah, do a Google search for like abandoned Olympic villages.
Yeah.
Like images of that, and like it's amazing.
It's basically like when the IOC comes around, it is like when Lyle Lanley comes and says, hey, do you want a monorail?
Yeah, exactly that. Put Rio on the map, De Janeiro on the map. The developer of this, US Gold, I couldn't find like the actual developer, but the publisher, US Gold, there's not a lot to say about those guys. They mostly like reprinted, you know, they did some good stuff too, but they mostly just like republished things.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the image on their Wikipedia is a game they made called Drelbs. Like Drelbs, which is a Synapse software game that has just a name that you can't say. Drelbs.
Yeah, but like US Gold, a British company, weirdly enough, that mostly did Olympic games, they have this controversy where they were hyping up this game based on some kind of Olympics in the 80s, I forget which one, and it ended up just being a reskinned version of a game that was already out.
Yeah.
So that was something that was not very great for them. The actual developer of this is Alexandria Inc. They only did three games. They did a game for Demolition Man, which you betcha that's going on my list.
Oh yeah. I can just talk about Demolition Man in general. Like, I love Demolition Man, actually.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes, come on. And they also did a Sylvester and Tweety game, all of which were for Genesis. So
I'm sure those are great. We didn't really talk about Izzy. We talked a little bit about it, but he morphs into Olympic things.
Yes.
So including sometimes like he just has a baseball bat, but he loses all his other verbs when he does this, and it's a bummer.
Yeah. So like you will accidentally run into one of these things, and you can no longer jump anymore because you have a baseball bat and you have to bash apart local statuary like some kind of greased up thug.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get to the end of the first level, and then that's it really for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's pretty much the end of your Izzy journey.
Yep. Like later on, so you like in the first area you have you know, certain like small flying mini games with a hang glider, which I don't think hang gliding is a is an Olympic thing.
I don't think so either. They're not even mini games, they're segments of level.
Yeah,
so it's not like you don't go to another thing, you just kind of like to get past the stretch you have to hang glide.
Yeah. And then I think in the underworld you turn into a javelin. Yeah. But like, it's yep, it's super basic. The levels are way too big and meandering.
Yeah, they're not really designed. No. It doesn't feel like yeah, there are a lot of hidden secrets, but it just kind of feels like a bunch of stuff is kind of like somebody took a drag and drop interface and just clicked around a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's like you're drawing scribbles in MS Paint. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it has this weird outdated mechanic of sometimes you'll just be running and you will take a jump and you pass through a pixel that spawns an egg. And inside that egg may be a torch or it may be a volcano that damages you. Like you're just running across random pickups that appear out of the background.
And the way you know what these pickups do is this very long, weird tutorial thing as they all pop in. Like, pick up these. Boink, 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 boink. Avoid these. Boink, 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 boink. Like, it's very strange.
Yeah.
And not good.
No.
No. But it did make me want an Olympic mascots fighting game. so I could be Wenlock and the weird thing with the mirror for the face.
I'm trying to find this thing with the mirror for the face.
I hope I didn't dream that.
is this the Turin 2006 one? No, those are just like people.
I don't remember. It might have been like a Paralympics. It might have been like a Youth Olympics. It might have been something else. You know, one of those weird side Olympic games. But
yeah, I'm on Olympic.org and I'm looking at them. But the one for Nanjing in 2014 is just a multicolored bean.
Yeah, that's also a little bit strange.
it's so strange. Like we it's strange to have a mascot for an Olympics, because it really is just a merchandising thing. Good.
Sorry, it's Wenlock. It's one of the properties of Wenlock. Their skins are made of highly polished steel, allowing them to reflect the personalities and appearances of the people they meet.
Their
one eye is a camera on their head, and on their heads are yellow lights symbolizing those of a London taxi. So it's all Wenlock and Mandeville.
Oh my god!
Yeah. through the looking glass. Huh. Because it's
the mascots were chosen in a competition launched in 2008. More than 100 designers, artists, and agencies submitted proposals. Wenlock and Mandeville were chosen from a series of designs, which included a humanized pigeon, an animated teacup, and representations of Big Ben featuring arms and legs.
Wenlock Olympics penis.
Is this some kind of walking clock?
Yeah, it's a walking man. The fact that he kind of looks like a penis means that I can't find any Rule 34 Wenlock stuff.
There's way too much namespace pollution. Oh my god, like one of these Wenlocks has a real, you know, the character Ico from Final Fantasy IX.
Actually
has those weird summoner's pants that are crotchless. Yeah, one of these guys just has crossless Ico pants.
That's strange.
Yeah.
That's very weird. I'm back on that Rule 34 site and there's no Wenlock.
Okay.
There is like an Olympics mascot tag and I got to see a couple of the Rio de Janeiro, like normal animal.
That might be the most, the closest you're going to get to the fighting game.
Yeah. The fucking game.
Just let's sell some plushes and shit.
Oh, Wenlock. Yeah.
I was way into this. I collected all the little Izzy things because they were doing different, they're like little figurines that did different stuff.
So I the weird thing about the Olympics, and I know that we're like kind of run up on time, you know, or at least, you know, around time, is the like, so I'm kind of immune. I did not know about Izzy other than through The Simpsons until we did this game, because I do not pay attention to the Olympics. And it's weird that even the cultural things, like the broad cultural things, just escaped me. Like, this was when I was 16 and I'd never heard of it.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. No Olympics.
Like, I don't know if it was just, you know, because I was a kid and I was right in the target demo for it. And it was kind of novel that the Olympics were in America. You know, not just America, but a city that I'd been to. So like, I don't think I ever watched any of the events. I don't remember like saying like, oh, let's go see what they're up to with synchronized swimming. I think that it was like at that point when I was young, it was literally just like, hey, this is a fun character that was designed to appeal to you.
Are you an Olympics guy in general?
No.
Yeah, like, me neither.
So there will be things like I watched a little bit of the summer games last year when I was home, just because I was home during the Olympics, and like they were showing the qualifiers. I think when Usain Bolt broke the record again, that was cool to see, because like Usain Bolt is this weird biological treasure that I think, you know, is kind of fascinating regardless of whether or not you care about
like Michael Phelps or whatever.
Yeah. I think that stuff is kind of cool. And like, you know, everybody knows those names because that is exactly what their story is. Like, hey, this is peak human performance at this very specific task. Like, cool. That is good for the country where they came from by accident of birth. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, I never get into the nationalism side of it. You know, I don't much care for watching sports. I just will occasionally gather stuff by osmosis. There are people like, so where I work, whenever there's a sports event, be it the World Cup, be it the Olympics, or be it, March Madness, sports are always on. Like they're always on the projector, and people will sit and work and watch the stuff. And I will hear people, you know, raise a cheer because their team won, or here's this amazing thing. I don't have it. And this doesn't need to be, you know, version 30 of Gary and Cole talk about sports, but like the Olympics, yeah, really, really no interest. I just get it by overhearing conversations from other people, because that is the secret to being a person who doesn't like sports, is to know just enough to contribute to, or at least not have to awkwardly walk away from a conversation about the thing.
Yeah. And with Olympics, it makes, you know, you're kind of, I think this is true of some sports, but like with Olympics, you are kind of waiting for those like really insane performances.
Yeah,
you know,
the
part of people who are into sports who are like into just the performance aspect, like this, I could see that being the appeal. Like this is the cream of the crop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there is a nationalism angle, but there's also just kind of like, you know, man, I want to see a Phelps,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I agree with you. I think that's definitely a big part of it. For me, I just think it is extremely boring to watch.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much like just announcement and like conjecture and talking, and like there's lots of teams.
Yep.
You watch every event a lot of times. Like,
lots of teams, a lot of packages assembled talking about the athletes' backgrounds and stuff. It's like, yep, it's pretty. Yep. Their parents woke up very early to take them to a place to train. Oh, that was good for them. Wow, it's awesome that they're here on this national stage. Let's see how they do. Oh, they lost. Well, that sucks for you.
There is probably like a good story there, because it is the kind of thing that you have to, in order to participate in and be kind of competitive, you have to dedicate so much of your life to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then if you don't make it, like, what are those people's lives like afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, you can get more than one shot, but because they're every 4 years, you're maybe not going to get a whole lot of shots.
Right.
And the reason being is because, like, you know, your body will give up on you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. But like by the time you're 26, like you're too old to be in the game. So
yeah.
Like there definitely are like really cool stories about that, but like it is hard in the moment to like look at that with a tremendous amount of interest, because a lot of it does look and feel the same.
Yeah.
Me, like, you know, I'm willing to admit that I'm the wrong one here for not being like entranced by this event that happens. But also it's like, it's that problem, you know, the whole no ethical consumption. Like by the time I got, you know, by the time I became old enough to like decide whether or not it was, you know, worth streaming this thing, like I knew exactly what went into the corruption around these games. So it's like, yeah, I can't watch this in good conscience, because this is garbage.
Yeah.
Like just the amount of just weird politics and just like gross nationalism and graft and sponsorship and just garbage around all this. I just can't get into it, you know, because of that weird like conscious angle.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yeah.
It's no good. The mascots seem like they would be the coolest part of it, but now we know they just suck off the Hamburglar, and like I'm not into it anymore. Yep. Like I was just like, I was into this, you know, because the same thing with McDonald's, right? Like culturally, like the mascots are like my favorite thing about McDonald's. You know, it's gross and disgusting, and like it's not good food,
right,
you know.
Right.
But I have some affection for a Mayor McCheese.
Yeah,
you know, but but I don't need to see him like, you know, giving a foot job to Mickey Mouse, right?
No,
like
no.
It kind of ruins it. So.
Yeah. Well, at least the Burger King's Kids Club will always be pure and good.
Yeah. Pure as driven snow.
Yeah.
That's about all I have to say about Izzy.
Me too. Sorry, I made you play this.
No, it's okay. I didn't play it that long. I was like, I get it. You know, it was like probably like 12 minutes in. I was like, I understand this. Time to move on.
Yeah.
And I got to see that image. So like, as much as that's disgusting, and like, this has been a really like singularly unsavory like object sprint session. Like, I think this would be like the most like, not like necessarily unfun, but like probably like unpleasantness to minute ratio.
Yeah.
Like, this is really high up there.
It really is. So we're at the tail end. So we record these in batches of three. We did the Time Slaughter premium episode. We did Zombotatoes. And then we did this. Like, this, I thought we were going to be, like, well into the depths of madness. And maybe we were, describing that image in such loving detail. But yeah, this has been a bit of a doozy.
Looking back on when we were recording the Time Slaughter thing, it seems so quaint. Like, we were just like, oh, they're violent kids. You know, And now it's like, you know, now it just feels like we're,
well, yeah, now nothing so matters.
Beyond it.
Yeah.
Nothing matters now. Thanks to everybody who's listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Really do appreciate it. If you like the show, Cole, what can they do?
Well, they can go to duckv.tv/store and check out the premium episodes that are there. If you missed any of the shows that came out prior to, you know, the time you went onto Patreon, you can get all of those for a very reasonable price. So
yeah,
check those out.
Yeah. There's going to be, by the time this comes out, there are some changes to our Patreon,
mm-hmm.
Including other ways to get that.
Yes.
You get that content. So if you want to listen to that, there are ways to make that happen.
Yeah.
Check it out. We haven't, you know, put up that stuff yet, but it is going to, happen soon.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Well, sorry. Autoplay. I apologize for that.
What'd you do?
I'm doing more recording after this, and I'm trying to find notes that Jeremy sent me to record Days of Future Cast.
Okay.
But I clicked on the wrong. I clicked on an audio sample, not a document.
Well,
an accident.
I should let you go then.
Yeah, sorry. I'd like to rush you off.
No,
but
no,
we're done anyway. Yeah. Thanks everybody for doing that. Ratings, reviews, telling your friends, those things are all also useful.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you indulging in this nonsense, because like this is like this is gonna get not safe for work real quick. Like, sometimes people do listen to these at work or what have you, and
should I put a disclaimer at the front?
Oh, probably.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure we, like, the phrase, like, you know, like, I think, like, rimming Izzy is in there, right? Like,
rimming Izzy is...
That's my favorite Dave Matthews Band song.
Yeah,
rimming Izzy's.
Charitably, rimming Izzy is, let's say, a third-tier Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, Kevin Smith very seriously in a bar, like, no, you're rimming Izzy. Like, yeah, no, I was seeing this mascot a couple years ago, and, like... You know, I thought it was really good, and then I'm reminiscing.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, go disgusting. Record Days of Future Cast.
I will. Who is Blue Dog?
Yeah.